production at Paramount here. We weren't able to come over there after this picture. You know, we planned it. And we've turned down a tremendous amount of personal appearances because we promised you folks last year on the contest, when all these kids came out and signed that scroll, that we would play the first personal appearance in Hawaii, if you remember.
Yes, Colonel.
So what I'm doing is to working our schedule around, and I've talked to Elvis about it, and he felt real bad that we couldn't make it, but we're definitely going to come after the next picture.
Well, then the first personal appearance will be here in the islands.
The first personal appearance that we're going to do on our regular personal appearance will be in Hawaii.
Do you have any ideas to when the date will be, Colonel?
Well, I should know a little more about that in about 2 weeks. When we start the next picture at Fox, I'm going to sandwich it in between that picture and the next one.
Uh-huh.
And I'll get back to you guys, and when Mr. Gordon calls me, you know, Lee Gordon, that's his date.
Uh-huh.
I'll work out the date with him. Tell all these kids now that you may be interested to know that we had a chance to play 12 personal appearances close by here, which we could have done between the picture.
Uh-huh.
We turned them all down because we promised to come over there first.
Oh, wonderful.
We should emphasize that we kept our word, and we are going to play the first personal appearance over there.
Wonderful, Colonel.
As soon as I get in touch with Mr. Gordon, and we're looking forward to come over there.
Fine, Colonel. Will you let us know?
Hold the line. Elvis, just walking in. Just a minute. Elvis, here's Mr. Moffat in Hawaii. Yeah.
Hello, Tom.
Hi, Elvis.
How are you, sir?
It's good to talk to you again.
Oh, thank you, man.
Man, been a long time, huh?
Sure has. A lot of water going under the bridge.
You're a busy guy here, huh?
Yeah, I've been running around pretty good since I've been back.
Well, you're making movies now.
Yeah.
How many are you making now altogether?
Well, we're finishing this one, then we have two more to do at 20th Century Fox.
What's it?
And I think in between the next two pictures is when we're supposed to come over there.
Between the next two, huh?
Yeah, I see. I got the one at Fox, and at the end of that, well, I think that we'll be coming over there.
We have many thousands of fans kind of just waiting for this word that you just said, that your first appearance will be here in Hawaii.
Yeah, it'll be the first one. I've done nothing except the television show and this first movie here.
What's the name of the first movie, Al?
G.I. Blues.
What's the name of the next one? Can you disclose that?
As far as I know, the next one is called Flaming Lamp.
What type of movie is it going to be?
I couldn't tell you exactly right now. I don't have the script on it.
You're going to sing some songs in it, though, aren't you?
Oh, I probably will, yeah.
You're going to get that dramatic role you've been waiting for?
Well, I don't know. Eventually, probably.
Uh-huh.
Not anytime soon. No.
Yeah.
I'm not exactly ready for it, you know.
How many songs do you sing in G.I. Blues?
About eight.
Got some real rockers in there, have you?
There's some, but most of them were written for where they belong in the picture, you know.
Uh-huh. Well, you've been keeping up a real whirlwind schedule since you discharged from the Army. The thing I know a lot of your fans are wondering is, what's your greatest impression since you got out of the Army?
Well, I'm just now beginning to realize that that I am out, you know, believe it or not. Because when I first came home, it was a little strange for the first few weeks. I kept expecting somebody to come in and say, well, it's time to go, you know. Fall outside here.
Put the uniform back on.
Well, I'm back in uniform now, you know, for the picture.
Have you got it on right now?
Yeah.
You've been shooting today?
Well, we've been shooting the end of the picture.
Oh, have you?
Yeah, the very last scene.
Is today the last day, do you think?
Either today or tomorrow morning one.
Uh-huh. Elvis, have you had any noticeable difference? Have you noticed any difference in the reaction of people and fans as compared to when you went into the Army and now that you're out?
Well, actually, it's a pretty hard question to answer because I haven't been out that much, you know, where I could tell. I haven't been out to mix with people, you know, very much since I've been back because of the movie and television.
Uh-huh. Well, what was your impression on your train trip from home to Hollywood? You made a few stops, didn't you?
Well, like I said, it was still a little strange. I couldn't realize where I was going and exactly what I was doing. Believe it or not, but 2 years like that, you become adjusted to that type of life, and you become used to it, and all of a sudden, overnight, it changes again. It's pretty hard just to go right back into things and feel your old self, you know.
Have you had a chance to really relax yet? Or have you been busy since you got out of here?
No, not really.
Well, maybe when you come over to the islands, you know, you'll take a few days off and lay on the beach. I sure hope you can.
Well, I hope so, too. I'm looking forward to it. Look, I'm really sorry that we couldn't make it over this time, but we were, we're pretty swamped in right at the present time. After the next picture, I think we'll be a little more free.
Well, this is very exciting news that your first personal appearance will be here on the islands in the 50th state and everything. It's fantastic.
Yeah, well, I mean, I want to thank everybody for the shroll and everything, you know. And that's one of the reasons that we wanted to do it.
Elvis, you had a recording session just after you got out of the Army, and this is the first time that you had a session in a long, long time. Did you have any difficulty at all?
First couple of numbers I did, yeah.
And then you got right in the swing of things again?
Yeah, after a while I got back into it.
How long did that session last?
Around 12 hours.
Man, it's kind of a marathon of recording, huh?
Yeah.
You expect to have another session pretty soon, or have you had one since then?
Well, we probably will in the fall of the year.
And anything you'd like to say to your fans here in Hawaii?
Well, I'd just like to say, I'd like to say, like I said before, that we're looking forward to coming back over there again, and very sorry I couldn't make it this time, but we'll be there next picture.
Fine, Al. And another question we must ask you, I imagine this is a question you get asked in just about every interview, every reporter that you run into. Who is your favorite girl now in Hollywood? Do you have one?
I don't have anyone special. I'm just running around.
And working.
You know what I mean?
Elvis, it's been wonderful talking to you again. The last time was when you were in the Army in Germany, and now you're just a bit closer to Hawaii, eh?
Yeah.
Quite a bit closer. Give our best to the Colonel again, will you? Okay, Elvis. Aloha from all of your fans in Hawaii.
Aloha.